Welcome to the Apple Insider Daily Podcast for Tuesday, March 21st, 2023. I'm Charles Martin, and we begin today with new products that may be on the way. The release candidate of iOS 16.4, which should be released very soon, includes references to new AirPods and Beats earphones that have not yet been released. While it's not possible to know when these products will be released, the fact that they are mentioned in what is likely to be the final beta version of iOS 16.4 suggests that Apple may announce the new products soon. The new AirPod model mentioned could be anything from regular AirPods to AirPods Pro to even a long-awaited new AirPods Max model with a companion case ID found in the beta. As for the potential new Beats products, it has been speculated that this could be a new upgrade to the existing Beats Studio Buds, which might be called Beats Studio Buds Plus. If that's true, the upgrade would likely come in the form of an Apple-developed chip, replacing the Beats-developed chip in the current model. This would mean the new headphones would gain many of the abilities of the AirPods lineup, such as Hey Siri support and automatic device switching. Likewise, Apple on Tuesday also seeded release candidates for iPadOS 16.4, tvOS 16.4, macOS Ventura 13.3, and watchOS 9.4. Barring any last-minute issues, these will become official releases later this week or early next week. A possible leak from Twitter user Shrimp Apple Pro, who has a pretty good leak history, has further validated a rumor that all physical buttons on the forthcoming iPhone 15 Pro and Pro Max may be replaced with solid-state versions that provide haptic feedback to simulate movement. This would mean that the mute switch, a feature on the iPhone from day one, would be replaced with a mute button, likely with on-screen indicators of whether it's on or off. The regular iPhone 15 models are said to stick with the traditional buttons from previous models. The new volume button said to be on the Pro models would likely simulate the feel of a rocker switch rather than the two distinct buttons for volume up and down. How this might change things, such as the volume up button also working as a camera trigger, remains to be seen. Apple Insider has rated this report as possible. Finally for today, a group of stories all about artificial intelligence and its growing implications. Microsoft now says it will expand its use of ChatGPT by creating what it calls Bing Image Creator, which will turn descriptions of ideas from users into AI-generated images based on OpenAI's DALL-E Image Creator. The company has already integrated ChatGPT into Bing searches and recently announced Microsoft 365 Copilot for AI-powered productivity tools in the suite formerly known as Office. Bing Image Creator will also be added to Microsoft's web browser, Edge. It should be noted that nearly all of Microsoft's AI enhancement experiences are currently available only to those with a Microsoft account, though it is easy to create one if desired. There is still a wait list in order to balance capacity and available servers, but the wait time to get into the previews has recently gotten shorter. Nor has Adobe been sitting on its hands with regards to AI. The Photoshop maker has announced a new tool called Adobe Firefly that is currently in an online-only beta release, but with a significant difference from other image generators. According to Adobe, Firefly is trained only using licensed or public domain artwork rather than using, and many artists would say stealing and copying, unlicensed and uncompensated artwork from working artists to train the AI, as most of the other image generators do. Adobe says Firefly will eventually be incorporated into apps like Photoshop and InDesign, and that as it expands, the company will license original works and compensate the artist before Firefly comes out of beta. Meanwhile, Google is beginning to roll out public access to Google Bard, its AI chatbot competitor to ChatGPT. Interested users in the US and UK can sign up for a waitlist, though access should expand to other countries in due course. Bard thus far has not been as impressive as its rivals. While all chatbots can and do occasionally get facts wrong, the first public showing of Bard featured a prominent false claim about the James Webb Space Telescope, and the company acknowledged that other mistakes will turn up as it continues development. Google plans to counter this with measures such as multiple draft responses that the users can choose, alongside a set of Google's AI principles. That said, the company has already had to correct the record after another, and more alarming, statement from Bard. Kate Crawford at Microsoft Research asked Bard where its dataset of knowledge comes from, and the chatbot listed several sources, including publicly available datasets, data from third-party companies, and, to quote Bard directly, Google's internal data, including data from Google Search, Gmail, and other products, unquote. If true, that would be a gross violation of user privacy and very likely illegal. Google quickly issued a statement to Crawford that this was another example of the kind of errors AI engines trained on large language models can make, and flatly denied that Bard was trained on data from Gmail. Tech journalist Simon Bisson decided to explore this further with Bard and was told by it that, quote, "I have been trained on a massive data set of emails from real people," unquote. But wait, there's more. And, quote, "The source of the emails I have been trained on is confidential. However, I can assure you that the emails are all legitimate," unquote. And on that note, you can hear more news and analysis from the actual human beings at Apple Insider on the weekly Apple Insider podcast every Friday, as well as our HomeKit Insider podcast that's out every Monday. Links to both shows are in the notes for this one. Thank you for listening. I'm Charles Martin. Really, I am. And this has been the Apple Insider Daily Podcast for Tuesday, March 21st, 2023.